realize my purse is going moldy. Look at that.
Oh, Jesus, Ariel.
I thought that I got rid of the mold problem when I stopped living in a basement. It's just everything I touch goes moldy.
Is going to shit.
What? What are you talking about?
I mean, look at your face.
Okay, so maybe I have a few scratches. Maybe the cat attacked me in my sleep. Whatever. Doesn't mean anything. Just the cat doesn't like me.
You've had it for like 3 weeks.
It's over a month.
Yeah.
I thought that he was like avoiding me, but then I guess I'm less scary when I'm lying down with my eyes closed.
Yeah, makes sense.
I guess we'll just have to start locking them out of the bedroom when we sleep. Oh, yeah, welcome to BC is Creepy.
Welcome to BC is Creepy. I'm Topher Graham.
I'm Ariel Hansen.
What are we talking about today, Ariel?
Well, I thought that, like, you know, since it's December, and since there's, like, that tradition, apparently, of telling ghost stories on Christmas Eve.
Sweet.
I'm gonna do ghosts all month.
Yeah!
You're welcome to join in on that.
I might?
I don't know.
If there's enough ghost stories?
Dude, there's so many.
Surely.
As long as you don't, like, start combining them, there's tons.
Yeah.
You just gotta focus on one place at a time. Unlike the power station.
It steamrolled into such cooler stories.
Yeah,
the power station itself was so boring.
Yeah, but those cooler stories could have each been their own episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywho, today I will be talking about the Harriet Bay Inn.
Ooh, where's the Harriet Bay Inn?
It is on Quadra Island, which is an island that my family and I used to go camping on when I was little.
So one of the, like, Gulf Islands.
It's a Discovery Island.
Ooh, you're gonna have to explain to me the difference.
Okay, it's basically just because it's further north.
Yeah.
It's a part of the Discovery Passage.
Oh.
And so, to get to Quadra Island, you take a ferry from Campbell River.
Yeah.
And then, if you want to get to Cortez Island, then you'd go across Quadra Island and take a ferry from Quadra Island to Cortez Island.
So it's quite a trek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to drive to, like, further north than the midpoint of the island to catch a ferry. But, yeah, so Quadra Island, it's, like, it's between Vancouver Island and Cortez Island.
Is it nice?
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice.
Lovely.
I mean, my family's gone camping there repeated times, so I'd hope it's nice.
And it's got an inn.
Yep. I think there's multiple, because it's a bit more populated than Cortez, because you can get to it more easily. But yeah, so the Harriet Bay Inn.
Yeah.
It was created by Hosea Arminius Bull, who was from Missouri. And he built it in 1895, and then eventually, I think it was 1926, he sold it after his wife had died. Or 1926. And it was mostly... Oh, I need to stop touching my face.
You're picking at your scabs.
I know, I can't help it. I have this need to destroy. You know, you pick at scabs. When your clothes start falling apart, you pull the thread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that.
I can't help it. Anyways, so the inn was mostly stayed in by loggers and the first settlers of the island. And then later on, miners and fishermen started staying there as well.
So it sounds like a quite bustling little town.
Well, not a town.
City? No.
No.
Island.
Yeah.
Island.
The population isn't big enough for a city.
Okay.
Campbell River is apparently a city. I didn't know that. I thought it was like a town. But it's the northernmost city on the island. I need to look up like what the minimum population is for a city.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, so like a lot of loggers and stuff would get tired of working on Vancouver Island, and they'd go to the inn for like a little rest.
Yeah.
A little getaway.
How big is this? Like, does this compare to Strathcona Hotel kind of size, or?
So it's two floors. Looking at pictures of it, I don't know if it's as big as the Strathcona, because there's also a pub and a dining room on the main floor. So most of the rooms are on, I think, maybe even all the rooms are on the second floor.
Okay, so quite small.
It's pretty small. But there's at least 14 rooms.
Excellent.
Now, a fire destroyed the original building a few years after it was built.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fire
bad. And then they rebuilt it again, and it burned down again in 1911.
It's cursed.
And then they rebuilt it in 1912, and the one that they built in 1912 has lasted until this day. Watch, we finish recording and it burns down. Because I said until this day.
Until this day. Yep. Today is December 4th.
2018. So check the newspapers tomorrow for Vancouver Island.
And if it's burnt down, you can email us at badcookiepictures@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you've got a Times Colonist subscription, keep your eyes peeled. Okay, so in the 1920s, after
it's burnt down the second time.
After it's burnt down the second time, and this is after good old Hosea sold it. Hosea?
Yeah.
He sold it to Charles Webster. And so the building is like an L shape.
Mm-hmm.
Like a capital L. And so there's like a little part and then a long part. And for some reason, Charles Webster, he decided to like cut off that little part and get rid of it. And then just use the whole rest of it as his house.
Okay.
Yeah. But then later owners restored it. So now it's back to being that L shape and being a hotel.
They didn't need a house.
No. Well, I mean, a small hotel or like an inn as your entire home. Who needs that?
Nobody.
Exactly. Unless you've got like 20 kids. That each need their own bedroom.
You get a bedroom. You get a bedroom. You all get bedrooms.
Except you. You have to share.
No.
So in 1946, on Forbidden Plateau, which is on Vancouver Island, an earthquake happened. So like Forbidden Plateau was the epicenter.
Yeah.
And so this earthquake, it like, I think it may have reached all the way down to the States. I'm not sure, but it was like, at the time, it was like the largest recorded earthquake in Canadian history, or colonized Canadian history.
Oh.
So it destroyed the chimney, and it also caused some structural damage that was then eventually repaired, and luckily no one was hurt. Now, there was a tragedy that is recorded, is that in 1907, a masquerade happened at the inn, and then, I guess later that night, a First Nations woman was murdered. But it wasn't on the property.
Oh.
Yeah.
But on the island?
Yes. And it might have, probably nearby, I would guess, if they're associating it with it. But also, like, I guess a masquerade happening. There's not much else happening on that island that day.
So you can blame one of the masqueraders?
Most likely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we're going to fast forward to the present
2018.
Times. And so it's now co-owned by Lois Taylor, who also manages it.
Yeah.
And she suspects that the hauntings that I'm going to get into that have happened at the inn are because of a First Nations midden that's below the building. However, middens were like where they tossed their garbage.
Oh.
So.
Well, you could classify that as like an animal graveyard.
It's mostly seashells.
Seashells are the corpses of clams.
Yeah. Clams don't have brains.
They could still have ghosts.
A ghost of a Dewey duck? You just feel like water spurted on you when you step on a certain spot?
Yeah. Just say it.
Yeah.
And maybe they hunted deer and threw those in, and then you have, like, deer ghosts?
I don't know if there really are deer on that island. Or if there were at that time. Who knows? But, I mean, that is evidence that there was a settlement in the area. Generally, but yeah, that's one thing. Whenever my dad and I would go hiking and stuff, he'd be like, oh, and here's a midden. And it's like, he'd be like, people make big deals about them, but they were just the old garbage heaps.
Yeah.
So there are two main hauntings and then some other little incidents that have happened. So one of the two, like, major spirits that are in the hotel, allegedly, is an old woman, and she wears her hair in a bun, and then she's often seen knitting.
That's pretty spooky.
Yeah. She's mostly found either in the dining hall or dining room and room 14. That's so, why I know that there's at least 14 rooms.
Do they find like her left behinds? Weird little like ghost mittens?
No.
Toques?
No. No.
Like a sweater?
I mean, would you even be able to see them?
No. Maybe. Certain times of night, just like, oh, look, there's a toque. Oh, no, it's gone.
Ah, there's doilies everywhere.
The room is, like, wrapped in a giant scarf.
One of the things that's happened to do with room 14 is, I guess each room has a bathroom, which has, like, these little windows, and then there's a big room in the bedroom. And so the glass from the little window in the bathroom, just the glass, not the whole window, somehow got pushed out and hit the ground, but it, like, didn't shatter or anything.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's on this, the 14th room is on the second floor.
Okay.
So.
So it should have shattered.
Yeah, it should have broken, but it didn't. And it didn't have, like, the edge of the wood or anything like that to protect it, because it was just the glass. It, like, got pushed out without, like, through the grout or whatever.
Ghost clams. Floating down. It's okay, glass. It's
like in SpongeBob.
Yeah.
A little ghostly clam. Or angel clams or whatever. Or were those scallops? Who knows? But, I mean...
There could be ghost scalps.
Yeah. Ghost scalps?
Scallops. I mean, there's... Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, history. Scalps.
Yeah.
Not the best.
Yeah. Anywho, so then another time, a guest, like, ran up to the front desk. I guess it was the middle of the night or something. And they were saying that there was an old lady shouting outside their window, and that, like, where the lady was standing, it looked like she was either gonna fall or jump off the building.
Yeah.
And so, where the lady was, I guess, was outside of room 14.
Yeah.
And the person was staying in either, like, room 12 or 13, depending on if they have a 13th room or whatever. And so the front desk person was like, there's no one staying in room 14 tonight. And they even also went into the room to check. And there's no one in there, so... Woo!
The ghost that refused to check out.
Yeah.
I'm lodging here. If you have a problem, you can take it to the landlord's union.
I don't think... Or I guess there's the... It's not really a union, but there's like a...
Landlord's Rights Council?
I don't know. There's something, but you'd be going to the province for like eviction notices and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, so they... Because this place is like known to be haunted, it's been that way for a while. At some point, a psychic was brought in.
Sweet.
And one of the things that this psychic said was that, oh, in this room, I feel that there's an old woman. There's an old woman's spirit. And she's waiting for her husband to return from the sea. Now, my sources were, like, pretty much all believers.
Yeah.
And even they were like, there's no evidence of this.
You need to have at least, like, a nearby death or...
Well, the other thing is that, like, it's not a port community.
Oh.
Like, it's a dangerous water passage. I think it's part of the Graveyard of the Pacific.
Okay, but devil's advocate. Maybe he went to Campbell River and then ran off with some younger girl.
That's not really going to sea. And that's also the wrong side of the island.
Okay.
Because Harriet Bay faces Cortez Island. It doesn't face Campbell River.
Okay, okay.
And also, it is an intense... Like, it's such a small community on the island.
Yeah.
That if there was a woman who had died waiting for her husband to return in the hotel...
They would know.
Yeah.
They'd have a record.
There would be stories. Like, even if, like, a woman's husband had, like, gone on the water and not returned at all, even if the woman hadn't died soon after that, there'd be stories. They'd know. So...
So we don't have a kind of anything to link this old lady to the hotel?
This alleged old spirit thing. Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, we don't know why there's an old lady in the hotel, but it's not someone waiting for their... husband to return home from going to sea.
From Cortez Island, where he's hooked up with a younger woman.
Yeah, but I mean, she could have just gone over to Cortez Island to look for him then.
But he told her he went out to sea.
Well, presumably if you go out to sea, it's a boat full of people. You don't go out to sea by yourself.
No. Okay, I'll give you that one.
Yeah. In the past, there's just been a small dock in Harriet Bay for, like, resources.
Yeah.
Now I think there's probably a marina for, like... fancy boats and stuff, but from a time frame that a ghost would have happened, no.
Do we have a first sighting of this ghost? A date?
Not really. They just give a bunch of different sightings. Another experience with this ghost was that one time a staff member, they were like in the dining room, whatever, and then a stereo just turned on randomly really loudly and startled them.
Yeah.
And the stereo was like right beside the chair that people see the old lady in. Yeah.
She must be like a little bit deaf.
Yeah, that's where she knits, is in that little chair.
Adorable.
Yeah. So now we've got the more threatening sounding ghost, the second ghost.
Dun dun.
And this is the ghost of a logger.
If you ask any girl from the mountain town, what pleases her most from her act? No?
I don't know what you're...
Log Driver's Waltz.
Never heard of it.
No, you can't be that young.
What's it from?
They used to play it on those Heritage Bites for... It was on, like, YTV. They'd play this song, like, between every cartoon for...
Oh.
Like, years and years.
There's some of those I don't... Like, because you are a few years older than me.
Yeah.
So I might have seen it, but I'm too young. I was too young to remember it. Because there's one that Colin always refers to.
Yeah.
That I don't ever remember seeing. Rolling down the highway, having a real good time. Rolling down the highway gives me peace of mind.
Log Driver's Waltz is my favorite. Even to this day, it's caught in my head for years and years and years and years and years.
Yeah, the only one that I really remember was like this sort of, I think it was like a robot dog running through a maze or something that felt like it was a computer circuit board and probably was inspired by Reboot.
That does not sound like Heritage Minutes.
Well, no, Heritage, I don't remember that Heritage Minute.
Yeah, all right, regardless, yeah. We have a logger ghost.
A logger ghost, and...
With an axe.
Sometimes. His description varies from story to story. Sometimes he's got a mustache, sometimes he's got a beard, sometimes he's wearing suspenders, sometimes he's got a long overcoat. So,
sweet.
There's not consistency. But that would be nice to know that in the afterlife you can change your clothes.
Yeah, you know, have a shave every once in a while. You've got flies around you.
Why? Why?
You just keep swatting them away.
Yeah, because they're annoying. Why don't they just die? It's the winter.
I don't know. They just really like you. And I've got cider. Anyways, continue with the logger ghost.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure this logger ghost didn't get bothered by flies. So he's seen usually either walking up and down the hallway upstairs.
Yeah.
Or he's in the pub, or like sometimes people see him enter the pub, but
yeah.
No one is there.
That sounds like a logger ghost.
Yeah. And then he also likes to walk in the hallway in the early morning.
Yeah.
So when they hear the footsteps in the hallway, it's usually like 6 a.m.
Sweet.
Many people have like experienced him standing beside them, but then when they turn to look at him, he's gone.
Huh.
There was even a bartender who like thought that it was their manager standing beside them, and then they went to look, and there was no one there. Another person, they experienced a man in old-fashioned clothing peering at them around the corner while they were staying in room 12. But then they went into the hallway to be like, yo, why you peering?
Yeah.
And there was no one there.
He's shy.
Well, we'll see how shy when I tell you. There's two possible stories for his origin.
Sweet. We have an actual, like...
Well, not, like, detailed.
Okay,
but
okay.
Rough notion.
Yeah.
So, both involve a bar fight. In one of them, like, after the bar fight, outside, someone murders him and buries him in an unmarked grave on the property.
Oh, man.
And the other one, he's the murderer.
Nice.
So, there might be a
Is it the
murderer.
Same bar fight?
Yeah, well, because they're alternate versions of the same story.
Yeah. So, the ghost haunting could be the murderer or the murderee.
Yeah, and it's only, like, so there are these two people who've written books about BC hauntings and stuff. Those are the only two references to him being the murder victim. Like, most of the stories from the island and stuff, apparently he's the murderer.
Yeah, big, strong, burly fellow.
Axe to the face.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that has been experienced in the bar.
Yeah.
Pub. That's what it is.
Pub underneath the inn.
Well, it's not underground.
Just like...
In the inn. So, you know, you worked at Booster Juice, and in the night you put the chairs and the stools on top of the counter and the tables.
Yeah.
So staff would do that, and then they'd, like, leave the room and come back, and they were back on the floor.
I'm not ready yet.
Yep.
I need another drink.
Yep. So then another staff member experienced... bathroom stall doors getting slammed while they were going pee. I'm sure they peed a lot faster.
Of course.
And then, of course, there's other people who have said that they experienced the presence of an old lady. Just like it felt like there was an old lady in the room.
Yeah, that makes sense. Maybe it's his mother and she's come back to like...
scold him in the afterlife. Maybe. Who knows?
You shouldn't have done that to that poor fellow, and now you're just sticking around getting drunk, harassing people. You really ought to think about what to do with the rest of your afterlife.
So, a psychic also claimed that in room 9, mm-hmm. there was a man-hating female spirit. And again, there's really, like, there's no evidence of this because there's, like, been no experiences in room 9 with anything.
Okay, but murdered Aboriginal woman from the masquerade probably hates dudes.
Yeah, but it's a very anticlimactic haunting story because, like, nothing has happened. It's just this one psychic said this thing.
Maybe she's not very good at it yet.
Maybe they were making stuff up. Maybe. To justify them coming out there. But. And maybe, who says that the woman was murdered by a man? Hmm?
I mean, come on, though. Yeah, but regardless.
Now, room 8 has had 2 separate instances of bright squares of white light being seen in the middle of the night. And both of these times, the guests thought that it was coming through a grate from, like, you know how sometimes there's grates in the bottom of the wall?
Yeah.
So they thought it was coming from that, and they were, like, annoyed. But then when they got up in the morning and they looked, there was no grate there.
Okay.
So it's just a really bright square of light.
Kind of makes me think of Beetlejuice. They, like, draw the door and open the door.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
Just, like, ghosts coming in and out and... Just brothers running around and shaving their beards. This sounds like a great little hotel for ghosts.
Yeah. So then also there's room 5 where sometimes the furniture moves on its own.
Cool.
For instance, the staff at night, like one time they heard this happening when there was no one else in the building. They could like hear upstairs furniture moving around and they were all like, let's go investigate. And then they got halfway up the stairs and they were like, nah, let's not. And then when they went back in the morning and they looked in room 5, none of the furniture was where it was supposed to be.
Yeah. That's what Mandy did too, the doll.
Yeah.
Moved all the stuff around.
Moving stuff around. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then, another time, they had an open mic night and the manager was singing. And then, while she was singing, the bartender noticed that the floor was wet. And so, you know bottles of DiSerono?
DiSerono.
Yeah. It's like a square bottle. It's like really rough texture, but then where the label is, it's smooth. And it's like a square where the label is.
Okay.
So the square of smooth glass where the label is had just popped out of the bottle.
Oh.
And the rest of the bottle was fine. But that, so like amaretto had gotten all over the floor and stuff. The bottle hadn't fallen over and none of the other bottles were affected.
I'm going to say it's the lumberjack one. Lager. Yeah. Lager ghost.
Well, so apparently after that, they, like, opened a new bottle, and then they just all had shots to toast the ghost. So now that's a new tradition there, is you toast the ghost with some amaretto. Which, amaretto's pretty nice, so I wouldn't mind visiting there and doing that. Now, there's another experience. I've got a quote. A quote that I'm gonna read. So, I believe this was from a staff member. It was a stormy night, the kind of southeastern storm that can only happen on the east coast of Vancouver Island, and rather spooky as storm-ridden dark nights in the middle of winter can be. There was no one staying at the inn, which was okay, because there were the 3 of us, and we had a lot of maintenance work to do. It was coming on to evening when we heard a real ruckus upstairs, and being that we knew no one was staying at the inn, we thought the wind had broken a shutter loose, so all 3 of us went upstairs. What we found startled us a little. All the doors to every room were open. All the window shutters were secure, so we shut all the doors and went back downstairs to the dining room, thinking that that was a little odd. About a half an hour later, we heard the banging again, so once more, all 3 of us went upstairs to find all the doors to all the rooms wide open again. It gives me shivers just to think about it. Needless to say, we did not stay in separate quarters that night.
Okay, I'm gonna say it's probably the man-hating ghost chasing after the lager ghost.
Oh my
god. Or
the man.
The mom.
There is no proof of the man-hating ghost. The only woman is the old lady.
Okay, so the old lady's like seen. Looking for her son.
Sure, sure, whatever. Man. She's looking for her son. Opening every door. Or, maybe she's looking to find him canoodling with someone.
Yeah.
Or she's trying to walk in on him masturbating.
Yeah.
Son, I hear you. You're gonna grow hair on your hands.
You're gonna go blind. Or maybe it's just like the clam ghosts organizing.
How would a clam get a doorknob open?
With that like big tonguey thing. Wraps around the knob.
And I guess the rest of them wrap around that one to like give it some weight. Clams don't weigh a lot.
No, but if you get like 50 of them all together with like supernatural clam strength.
Well, because it's not just clams. There's also going to be muscles.
Yeah, exactly. Now they're going to have big muscles. Sorry.
Yeah, but so that is what I found in like 2 hours about the Harriet Pan.
This sounds like a bustling place.
Yeah.
Like the hippest joint of the afterlife.
Lots to do, lots to do. So my main source that most of this information came from was that book that my mama gave us.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, so thanks again, Mom. The Haunting of Vancouver Island by Shannon Sinn.
That actually sounds like a great book. I'm gonna have to like read it after you're done with it.
Yeah. And, okay, so he actually went with a buddy of his named Sean to investigate there.
Yeah.
So, like, the last part of the chapter was findings from their investigation, and I was kind of like, eh, that's not exciting story stuff. No. So I kind of left that out. Sorry, Shannon. Sorry, Sean. But then what's really funny is that my next two sources. So the first one, the livinglibraryblog.com, their article thing about it was written by Shannon Sinn. And then offbeattravel.ca, that was written by the Sean dude. And then there was one more source, gocampbellriver.com, because that's a good attraction for Campbell River.
Yeah.
I mean, I certainly know that I have got some good fish and chips waiting for that ferry in Campbell River.
You should go. You should go to the inn.
Yeah. Wonder if I can convince Colin.
Surely.
It's just a lot of driving is the thing.
Okay.
Because, like, I guess we could take the ferry from Horseshoe Bay instead of Sawasin, and that gets you to Nanaimo, at least. And then I guess it's, like, 2 hours from there.
Still, a fun little...
Oh, yeah, that would be a fun trip.
Fun little trip.
Yeah.
Oh, wicked.
Mm-hmm. So, any...
Become more engaged. Follow us on our socials and comment and talk to us. Even if, you know, it's fun for us, even if... It's like, you know, you don't agree with what we're talking about.
Don't send too much hate, because I don't like fighting.
No, but we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Patreon.
YouTube. Oh, yes, and also with our Patreon. Some motivating reasons to join. Well, we're going to do a little Christmas giveaway for our patrons. So we'll draw a patron at random. And they're going to get a little something-something. So you should become a patron so you can get a little something-something, potentially.
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
It's a good time for it.
Yeah. And I don't think we have any festivals to talk about right now.
It's slow season.
Yeah.
For horror.
It's the holidays. Unless you've got a Christmas horror film, there's generally not much you can do right now.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But Ariel just got back from Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so many good films. So many good films.
So keep an eye out on our YouTube page where we are premiering more content.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got an interview to come out this month. Hopefully another episode of Bite Sized Frights will be done. So...
Keep your eyes open.
And your ears wide. And your tongues moist.
And keep your BC
creepy. Oh, that was a good one.